Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Control of the airwaves as we launch into the second hour of the program. Coming up, we'll talk about the mutual hatred between Democrats and Republicans. That's what Johnson brought in to discuss tonight. Plus, Conan's got a game of the week and a Mandela effect of the week. But a little bit more on Julian Assange. We're going to get into Julian Assange. We've been talking about people in jail, specifically Epstein not killing himself, what happened with the guards who've been charged criminally in that case for not filling out their forms honestly about doing the rounds, or rather not doing the rounds that they skipped in the Epstein situation. You can comment. You can share your thoughts. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so hop into one of those. If you want to sound like you're sitting here with us in the studio, it really sounds great. Let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's about the limits on federal elections campaign contributions and that kind of regulation. By the way, in the Federalist paper number 68, Alexander Hamilton noted that the detailed plan set forth for the Electoral College was deliberately designed to ensure that the presidential elections would not be controlled by Congress. And you take a look at it, the electors meet in their respective states because those lines on the map mean a lot to bureaucrats, and you're voting, you're doing it in that state, subject to that state's laws, and not, there's nothing in the U.S. Constitution allowing Congress to regulate the election campaign. But having said that, you find somebody that wants to give millions and millions of dollars to influence the election, okay? And they're limited to how much they can do that. But in some swing states, I just thought of this. You take a magazine similar to Reason magazine, which is very liberty-oriented, but more partisan towards the libertarian, okay? And interviews with local libertarian candidates. Michigan is a swing state, by the way. Trump got 11,000 more votes than Hillary Clinton got in 2016, but Gary Johnson got 172,000 compared to the 11,000 vote difference between the Democrat and the Republican, 172,000 votes for Gary Johnson. There's four states in that category, Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. But if you flood Michigan with this magazine, local for Michigan, and the person who's paying millions and millions of dollars to it, let's say they want the Democrat to win, they have the publisher send a free copy to every registered Republican who's going to read it and realize just how bad the Democrats and the Republicans are and vote libertarian, draw votes away from the Republican. And it would be hilarious if...
Okay, so let me see if I'm following what you're saying here. You're saying that you could influence the election in Michigan by sending a magazine which has an editorial position on a, on, you know, who to vote for. In this case, you're recommending whoever the libertarian nominee will end up being. That would be a way to essentially affect an election without it being a campaign contribution or a political action committee contribution?
Because it's not campaign literature. It's a magazine, a political-based magazine. I mean, if you buy gift subscriptions to Reason magazine for every registered voter in the state, that's not a campaign contribution.
So that's, who's the really wealthy libertarian that's going to bankroll this?
Well, it doesn't have to be one of the wealthy libertarians, because if you send a free copy to every registered Republican, then that draws votes away from the Republican, and the Democrat wins that
state. But wouldn't it be the libertarian who would want to send that to the Republicans, or you're saying a Democrat would send it to the Republicans?
A Democrat would want to send it to the Republicans to draw down the number of Republicans. Trump got 2.2 million votes, And if you take away 1% of those, that's 22,000, that's double the difference between them in the last election. You know, so somebody with tons of money, and it would be hilarious if somebody else was to do the same thing for the opposite party wing of the Republican Party, because now you got all these more people voting for the Libertarians.
And yeah, so, listen, it's a nice idea, Tom. I doubt anybody's going to, you know, run with that, but who knows? Maybe a super wealthy Democrat or Republican is listening, and they, you know, they're going to take you up on the idea.
Yeah,
thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
Yeah, but who,
get your hopes up.
Who reads magazines?
I know, right? They're going out of business left and right.
I mean, you're talking about, and he's talking about trying to win the swing voters, the undecided people in the middle who probably don't, who probably are undecided because they don't read magazines or articles on the internet, and they just kind of, you know, they're just tooling along, living their lives, and they don't know what they know.
To be fair, the people who are likely to read a magazine would be older folks, and so older people are also more likely to vote. I mean, all things considered, it's probably not a bad idea to get around campaign finance laws, is what, you know, Tom has suggested there. But it would require a significant amount of money.
If you want to truly manipulate 2020, you've got to get in bed with Google and do what they did most likely in 16, which was manipulate the algorithms so that certain articles were not being seen at the top of the list. They're way down at the bottom. Right.
Like the articles about Hillary and the emails.
Correct.
Yeah. Which, of course,
and or any opposition that we're running, all you got to do is push everything to the bottom, and people have such a low attention span that usually they don't make it that far. They see, they pop,
sure,
they do
first
they,
page.
They,
if you're
they
not
do,
on the first
do a
page,
Google
you're
search,
done.
The Google right. search. They see the first five, whatever's on the screen.
Right, first
and that's
four,
it.
First five.
And sometimes,
it.
And a lot of times, they don't even read it. They just see
just
the,
headline.
They just the headline.
Yeah.
So that's what you, that's who you got to get in bed with. Those are the guys that have the power to swing an election.
Well, of course, the other people that have power, the people who count the votes or the voting machine software that has been found to have been, you know, easily accessible or hackable. And there's a, you know, he who counts the votes is the person who's most important.
He who writes the history books. He who
Except
counts
for
the votes.
The flaw in that theory is that during the last election, Google was, in fact, and has been caught. They were trying to influence the election for Hillary.
And that's where I was going with that.
And they didn't. They failed horrifically.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're not going to have total control, but if they, you know...
You would think that they would have a lot more influence than they did, because, I mean, if they didn't have any influence, I mean, then it would have been a landslide for Trump,
I do
right?
believe
if
Silicon. I do believe Silicon Valley, and I do believe the progressive left-leaning pundits and whatnot and news agencies thought... according to their statistics, that in fact Hillary would get it. But what they didn't consider was that so many people in this country aren't speaking up and talking their opinion, explaining their opinion, because they don't want to get
afraid.
Spat on. They don't want to get doxxed. They don't want to get their tires punctured because there's a tribe in this country that are crazy. They're a bunch of lunatics. And no one wants to deal with that, so you just
You're
don't talk about
Antifa?
It. Talking about eggs, well, yes, that's a prime example. That is what has arisen. I mean, you want to have, if I want to have a conversation, there's plenty of things that the right are pulling that are just silly. Their border wall is a prime example, but at least I can sit down with a Republican, I can talk about it. I can tell them why I think it's a bad idea or why the war on drugs is a bad idea. But if I want to sit down with a liberal and talk about
acid in your face,
if I want to sit down with a liberal and talk about why I believe that climate alarmism is lunacy, I'm going to be afraid that I might have a rock through my window the next day, because they're crazy people, because they make decisions based on feelings and emotions, and they don't actually think things through.
Well, I think that's true for a lot of the Republicans too.
Both extremes, the left leaning and right leaning. Yes, there are a lot
because
of
the Republicans are making decisions based on fear, which is a very strong feeling. The fear of the immigrants.
Taking my job.
Right. The fear of...
Coming in and raping my women.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
But it is frustrating. I mean, we could talk about the Republicans and Democrats coming up here, but I did promise Julian Assange, and so we should probably give you at least a little bit of good news. I don't know if it's too little. It's probably too little too late, but according to the Mirror in the UK, and I could have sworn this already happened... the rape charges have been dropped.
I think they weren't following up with it because it's just he was out of the country for so long they couldn't get to him. So I think he just fell off the radar.
I feel like this news already happened though. Like, what was it that previously happened with the rape charges in Sweden? Because I feel like this was, this is a fresh story. It was just published today. So we'll get into what's going on with Julian Assange. He is not in good shape in prison there in the UK.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarious thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free
at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you have a qualified plan, an IRA, 401k, 403b, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their investment accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Julian Assange, apparently, there's a little bit of good news, and it was confusing at first, but we've finally, you know, figured out exactly what has gone on here. The headline is that the Swedish government has dropped the rape investigation that they've been working on for basically a decade, on and off. And apparently it's the on and off aspect here that was confusing, because I could have sworn we already covered this a couple of years ago. And according to Wikipedia, we had. It was in 2017. In May, the Swedish government dropped the investigation into the allegation of rape back then. But then they started it up again in May of 2019. So, according to the story here, it's actually happened a few times. 2012, they began the proceedings in 2012, and then in 2015 they dropped it. And then they began the proceedings again, and then in 2017 they dropped it, and then they began the proceedings again this year in May of this year, and then now they've dropped it again. According to the Mirror in the UK, the prosecutor in Sweden has said that, this is Eva Marie Persson, said they made the decision because the evidence has, quote, weakened considerably due to the long period of time that has elapsed since the events in question. Saying, quote, I would like to emphasize the injured party has submitted a credible and reliable version of events. Her statements have been coherent, extensive, and detailed. However, my overall assessment is the evidential situation has been weakened to such an extent that there is no longer any reason to continue the investigation. So hopefully the third time is going to be the charm here, and they're going to continue to keep these charges dropped off of Julian Assange, which, for those of you who haven't been paying close attention to him, is the reason why he was arrested in the UK in the first place, or at least was wanted for arrest, to be clear. He was ordered to show up to court to be extradited to Sweden to face the rape charges, and that's when he ended up in the Ecuadorian embassy for something like 6 or 7 years. Eventually, the Ecuadorian president they changed out the president, so there was a new president who came into power there, and he was more, I guess, persuaded by the UK government, and he basically booted Julian Assange out of the embassy. And once that happened, UK government goons were there waiting for him. They snatched him up.
What about all the ridiculous reports of Julian Assange doing some sort of, like, I don't know, he was being belligerent and screaming and, I don't know, crazy, doing crazy things, defecating all over the place.
You're talking about in the embassy?
Yeah.
In his last days, it was rumored that he was acting a little crazy.
Interesting. I hadn't heard that. I mean, I don't doubt you that it could have happened. I know that they were mad at him because he essentially outed some of the corruption within the Ecuadorian government.
Yeah, I would imagine.
So maybe the Ecuadorian government was making that crap up.
And, of course, it was a new guy, right?
Yeah.
With new leanings, new ideas
right.
on what needed to be done about him.
And Assange made him look bad because he uncovered some corruption about this new guy and whatever else was going on. I forget all the details about it, but we did report on it at the time. So he kind of bit the hand that was feeding him to some extent. And, you know, kudos to him for having that integrity to be able to just go after even the very government that was providing him with protection. And, of course, you could argue that it wasn't even him that did it, that it was just WikiLeaks that did it. But either way, that's one of the likely reasons why he ended up getting kicked out, because he made the new president look pretty corrupt and pretty bad, and so they just booted him out because of that. The UK government snatched him up, but at that time, the Swedish government wasn't looking to extradite him. And so the whole reason he was in the Ecuadorian embassy in the first place was to avoid being extradited to Sweden. But then because of that, he missed the court date in the UK. And so then there was a warrant for his arrest in the UK for missing the court date that would have possibly led to his extradition to Sweden. And because he missed the court date, even though the charges that he was to face in Sweden had been dropped, the UK government doesn't care about that. They cared about the fact that he didn't go to court. And if you don't go to court, judges get real mad about that sort of thing. They issue warrants for your arrest, and so they sentenced him to a 12-month sentence, I think it was, due to that. and ultimately he has served the time on that at this point, as I understand it. So he's only being held now pending extradition. He's not in there on any kind of criminal charges in the UK. So they're holding him in a kind of a, as I understand it, torturous circumstances where he is likely being denied human contact. He's likely being held in solitary confinement. A recent court appearance by Assange was he appeared very disheveled. He appeared to be out of it, like mentally. He was not his normal self. His father's concerned that he's going to die in prison and in the custody of the Americans. So that's where he's at these days. And there is a bit of an update on maybe there's a chance that Pamela Anderson could save him. You know, the star of Baywatch, that Pamela Anderson. There were stories when he was in the embassy that she would come to visit him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I guess
remember hearing stories.
Yeah.
And there were news stories about it, too.
I presume he had his own room or something like that, because, you know, maybe she gave him a little something-something, you know, to keep him.
You know, if she was a Kardashian, she could do it.
She could do what?
She could get Assange freed.
Why?
Because Kardashians, they're cool like that. And they're still young. I don't know about Kim. Not Kim,
Pamela?
But Pamela. She's like,
she's got to be in her 50s by now.
She's old.
Early 50s, maybe? Pamela Anderson has shown back up in the news here. She's written to Donald Trump and Melania Trump as she seeks a presidential pardon for Julian Assange. Now, can you preemptively pardon as the president? Can the president, you know, pardon somebody who hasn't actually been charged yet? Or I guess he has been indicted.
He's been charged with bail jumping.
Not in the U.S.
According to this article, he is being held for on a 50-week sentence in Belmarsh for jumping bail in 2012.
That's right. I thought that he had served out that sentence at this point, and he is being held now pending extradition hearings. But maybe he is still in the 50 weeks. I know they picked him up in April, which would be strange for it to have already been taken care of at this point. So, yeah, maybe he is still sitting on
he's got to be.
That sentence. But they can still hold him anyway, even if he was.
Well, they'll come up with something else,
right?
By then, maybe Sweden dropped their charges, and once this 50 weeks is up, Sweden will jump back in, and re-up theirs.
Assange was, according to the story, forcibly removed from the Ecuadorian embassy in April. He's been on lockdown in Belmarsh to the 50-week sentence that you just mentioned.
Why is the UK holding him anyways? He's Australian. That's the craziest part about all this.
Well, because they're doing the federal government's bidding.
Mm.
The U.S. government wants him extradited, and the U.K. government, you know, they're both buddies.
They're all
buddies.
Close. They're all close.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. There is a letter, though, that Pamela Anderson has written to the Trumps, and maybe she's got what it takes to get this done. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because remember, Trump said he loves WikiLeaks during the campaign.
I think he's backed off on that a little bit.
Sounds like it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The House passed a short-term spending bill to avoid a partial government shutdown this week and extend government funding through December 20th. The Senate is expected to easily pass the measure in the coming days, and the White House has signaled that President Trump will sign it. Two more witnesses are before the House Intelligence Committee during the third day of the impeachment hearings. Special U.S.-Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker and former National Security Council official Tim Morrison are in the spotlight. California Republican Devin Nunes calls the impeachment hearings a farce.
Welcome back to Act Two of today's circus, ladies and gentlemen. We are here to continue what the Democrats tell us is a serious, somber, and even prayerful process of attempting to overthrow a duly elected president.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling on the House to move forward with approving the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Can Pamela Anderson, the movie star, has she been in anything these days? But everybody knows who Pamela Anderson is, right? Well, maybe the kids these days don't know. But
forget movie star. I think she's best known for Baywatch, right? I
mean, for sure.
Yeah. And there's another more personal movie that came out during her high days.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes.
Personal movie.
Homemade porn. Yes.
With Tommy Lee.
You never saw that?
No, I don't think I've ever even heard of that.
That was big
news.
Is this
in the 90s or something?
No, early 2000s, late 90s.
Huh.
Early 2000s, yeah.
Wow.
And speaking of, Kardashian had one too, right?
I don't know.
So I mean, maybe there's something to these individuals, these stars who are, they know people.
Wait, I think I messed up that name. I don't think it's... Is it Tommy? Was his name? I mean, I know
Tommy Lee Jones.
Thinking of the singer now, the guy from the band.
He has the same name, right?
Is it
not
the
Jones?
Tommy
his
Jones?
No, I think it's just Tommy Lee. I think that guy's name is just Tommy.
Right. So yeah. Tommy Lee Jones is the actor.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now that you say that there was the band guy, I do remember that. Yeah.
Right,
I did not remember anything with Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee.
Well, I'll tell you.
Well, we don't know everything that's going on in Hollywood. They probably all know each other.
Well, so anyway, we can talk more about that. But also I want you to know about LibertyCon. It's coming up in April of 2020. It is April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. It's for people who care about freedom. And maybe you want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for the purpose of career advancement or business or internship opportunities. You'll get a great list of speakers like John Mackey from Whole Foods, the co-founder there, speaking on conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith, Nobel Prize winner in economics, speaking on alternative markets. Miriam Issa, pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views, plus Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. Lots more to learn. Go to libertycon.com for more information and more speakers and events and such. You can also use code FTL and save $10 on your registration. This is an incredibly affordable convention, by the way. $10 is actually a significant discount on the price. I think it's, when I looked over the weekend, it was like $79.99 or something like that for an entire weekend-long convention. Mm. I don't think I've ever seen a convention that was that affordable. So get on over to libertycon.com. Plus, if you're a student, you know, funds are tight. You're not sure if you can make it there. Good news. They've got student travel scholarships available. They really want you to attend this thing. LibertyCon.com plus discounted rooms at the Marriott Marquis. It's April 3rd through the 5th, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, so we'll look forward to seeing you there. LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for that $10 discount. Baywatch actress Pamela Anderson, she wrote a letter to the Trumps where, wisely, she praised Donald and Melania Trump before asking for a favor. She wrote, quote, "I'm always enlightened and encouraged when I see the great work that you both have achieved during your period as the leading couple of the people. You complement each other extremely well, Mr. President, with your personal touch and emotional flair that strikes a chord with the people, together with the enduring poise and presented dignity that the First Lady upholds. Integrity was certainly the underlying thread that defeated Hillary and brought the world to this great couple, cannoning you into the most powerful position in the world." She added that Trump would, quote, "be forever remembered as the champion you were always destined to be, and acting in Assange's favor would become his legacy," adding, quote, "if you were to pardon Julian Assange and not allow the legal precedent of extradition of a fact-publishing journalist for a life of torture, then the people would salute your action," unquote.
And why didn't she just say, "oh, and by the way, he's the one who got you elected"?
Yeah,
that's all you would have to. That's all you would have to say.
He sure as hell helped. That may not have been that may not have been Assange's intention, but by releasing all the dirt on the Democrats, it definitely assisted.
And you can, and she can fit Manning in there as well. There you go.
Absolutely,
two birds with one stone.
Pamela Anderson also took to Twitter to share several photos with Trump, from whom she attended, or rather, with whom she attended at his birthday party back in 2005. So the two know each other. She's not just actress Pamela Anderson. Right. She's been spending time in the past with
Activist
Trump. Yeah.
Anderson.
It's true. Yeah. So kudos to her for doing that. I hope that it makes a difference. You know, whether or not Trump is actually in charge as much as people would like to believe that he is, you know, leads back to some conspiracies. Like, is he actually the person who makes these decisions?
So on September 22nd, when his time was up,
Assange,
the judge barrister refused, and that is why, and this is why Assange's attorneys didn't. They knew she would refuse, and this is why they didn't even try to put up bail. Her quote: "You have been produced today because your sentence of imprisonment is about to come to an end. When that happens, your remand status changes from a serving prisoner to a person facing extradition."
Mm.
And she refused to... Okay, I lost the quote.
Well, I'd also seen something where...
Therefore, I have given your lawyer an opportunity to make an application for bail on your behalf, and she has declined to do so, perhaps not surprisingly, in light of your history of absconding in these proceedings. In my view, I have substantial ground for believing if I release you, you will abscond again. Mm. And that is why he's being held even after serving his 50 weeks.
Right. Even though it wasn't 50 weeks. It was
something shorter than that.
Sad stuff. And I remember, I don't know if it was one of our callers who said this, but apparently in the UK, it would be highly unusual, if not even against their rules, to extradite someone in his position to face I know what it was, potentially treasonous charges or something like that. If he could be facing the death penalty, and they won't extradite.
And how do you commit treason against another country when you're Australian? Yeah. How do you, against the U.S.?
He may not have ever set foot in the United States.
Doesn't even make sense. This is probably why he hasn't gone anywhere, because they can't figure out what to do with him, especially when so many people know about him, when you got Pamela activists out there writing letters to the Trumps. They're still trying to figure out what to do with him. I think they're scratching their head and trying to figure out why he hasn't committed suicide yet. Mm. But maybe if they torture him enough, he'll actually get away with doing it.
Well, maybe that's what they're hoping for, is maybe they know that eventually they're going to have to let him out. Because if they follow their own rules, if again it's true that he may be facing the death penalty in the United States, that supposedly they're not supposed to extradite for something like that. If they follow those rules, then once they come to the end of these extradition hearings, they'll have to let him out. But by that time, if he's been in solitary confinement the entire time, he will have his head totally effed with, and he will be a shell of the version of Julian Assange that went in there.
Yep.
And maybe that's what they're hoping to do. They're hoping to just torture him to the point where he's no longer the same person when he gets out. And he's not going to be able to return to prominence or head up WikiLeaks or anything like that. I don't know. That may be the best case scenario at this point. I don't know for how long they're able to hold him for these extradition hearings. I know that the Kim.com extradition hearings, I believe, in Australia are still going as of the last time I looked.
Just thinking, you just keep racking up enough people. We got the people of Hong Kong, we got Kim.com. Snowden, Assange.
You got a bunch of countries. You got France.
Right.
I'm just thinking, you know, get all these people together in one place.
Get them all together on the same street, and we could take it down. We could burn the whole damn thing down.
There you go. You get your just need to come to the Free State Project.
What is our revolution here in the States? We can't decide what damn gender we want to identify with.
Right.
That's what bothers us the most. It's a clown world. It's a damn circus.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I mean, you see people in the streets in large numbers in places like Hong Kong, and then also, of course, Venezuela. There was another country as well that was in like Northern Europe or whatever. That
you got
also,
France, the yellow vests in France, and our news media doesn't cover them at all.
They've been rioting
every weekend this whole year.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And we don't even know that. And that bothers me that our media is covering the Hong Kong incident, but they won't cover France. So I don't know what's going on there.
Why is that?
Why?
Yeah. All right. So good luck, Pamela Anderson. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. Let's get into the Republicans and Democrats and their hatred for one another. That's what Johnson wants to talk about. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. Plus, Game of the Week. Come up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support wear and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Inviting you to join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Coming up, Conan's got a game of the week plus a Mandela effect of the week on the way. And in the studio, by the way, you've got Ian here.
And Johnson.
And maybe it's Conan, or maybe the Mandela effect has changed during the course of this episode, and I am somebody else.
Could be. We'll go on and get into that coming up here in a little bit. But also, I want to make sure you know about balance of nature, because good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great, and eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can definitely get in the way, or maybe you just don't have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Well, Balance of Nature has something that can help you. They're Balance of Nature fruit capsules and veggie capsules. With three of each, you get 10 servings of fruits and veggies, and that's a lot of nutrition. So go online to become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And then after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. You can go to balanceofnature.com. Use discount code FTL to get that deal. That's code FTL like Free Talk Live at balanceofnature.com. Johnson, you wanted to talk about a piece from Reason Magazine tonight about headline, Mutual Hatred is All Democrats and Republicans Have to Offer.
That's right. So this story is from J.D. Tusiel from Reason Magazine, which we mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. So the question asked is, what defines a Republican these days, or how about a Democrat? It's a difficult question to answer.
We're not the other guys.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
And that's how they vote, right on down the line, just based on whether it is a D or an R next to the name. And never, never, never vote for the third party guy, because that'll just steal votes away from and basically land the other wrestler, because that's all it really is a stupid wrestling match, because they're going and having...
Trump was literally in the WWE at one point, remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they are behind the scenes going and hanging out with each other, whether it's at the bar or whether it's the wedding or the picnic or whatever, because they're all on the same damn team and no one can figure this out.
I wish I was wearing either my Demo Publicans or Republicrats t-shirt tonight.
From LibertyMinded.com, which is available for sale on the website, right?
That's right, yes.
They're very cool designs, by the way.
It's basically, you know, the t-shirt says that, and it says Citizen Zero on the back, and it says if you're, you know, voting for a team, then you shouldn't be voting.
You've
already lost.
Two wings of the same damn buzzard. They're the same guys. They're
like
the same people.
I like the Alien versus Predator tagline. Whoever wins, we lose.
Yeah. Right.
the sheep lose. They get eated.
No, we all lose.
Well, I mean, of course,
whether it's Hillary or Trump, it's going to suck for freedom.
Well, unless they're lizards and it's their whole plan. It's the whole goal to, you know, just keep us subdued.
Lizardtopia.
They control the world.
But yeah, you've touched on something interesting here, is what do these people stand for? Can you ask a Democrat or a Republican a question of, can you sum up in one sentence your beliefs, your philosophy?
Yeah, most of them.
They couldn't.
Especially not without mentioning the other.
Yeah, right, without mentioning the alternative.
If you were to watch the Democratic debates these days, pretty much all they talk about, they don't even talk about progressive values or leanings. It's all about how we're going to impeach Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're running on.
Sure.
So it goes on here to say, after years of shifting priorities and ideologies, the beliefs of Republicans of today bear little resemblance to those of somebody of that affiliation from a decade ago, and the modern Democrat is just as far removed from recent predecessors. But one thing is clear, Republicans aren't Democrats and hate anybody who is. Democrats feel the same about Republicans. Identity established by mutual loathing is pretty much all there is to go on when partisans of the two factions so rapidly change positions, sometimes despising one another for holding fast to beliefs that they themselves once supported. In their struggle for control of government, it's all about loyalty and power without any deeper meaning. 6 in 10 Republicans say that they would rather have a president who agrees with their political views but does not set a good moral example for the country, as opposed to one who sets a good moral example but does not agree with them politically. In contrast, 75% of Democrats prefer a president who sets a good moral example over one who agrees with their issue positions, Gallup reported last week. In 1999, Republicans and Democrats' opinions were reversed.
That's strange.
That is horrible, actually. Yeah. So I'm making this decision based on, basically, if he looks good and answers the questions nicely and doesn't, you know, talk down the other candidate, but if I don't agree on anything he has to say, but he looks good in the tie, I'm going to vote for him, which is what I hear from that 75%.
Yeah, and this was reversed in 1999. And now, of course, Republicans downplay moral issues at a time when the president from their party shows every sign of being morally crippled, just as Democrats de-emphasized morals when their own occupant of the White House had his sleaziness on display.
Right.
Then, as now, tribal affiliation overcame any supposed principles. The primacy of tribal affiliation has also been obvious in the course of semi-regular media pranks when partisans have been deliberately presented with misattributed quotes about public policy issues.
Meaning that they take a quote that somebody said, put a different name on that quote, present it to somebody who's a partisan, and ask them, what do you think about this? And then they will get upset about it based on their perception of who said it.
Right. You know, they'll go to, like, a Warren rally and present them with Trump quotes and say that Elizabeth Warren said those things and what their thoughts are on it. You know?
Oh, I just love her. I love what she... Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so they'll respond based on their perception of who said it.
Yeah.
And what team they're on.
Yeah. Interviewees inevitably become befuddled when they learn that the bad opinion they dutifully denounced belonged not so long ago to the good side. More broadly, the recent changes in party positions have involved the transformation of the GOP into the party of Patrick J. Buchanan and Donald J. Trump, defined by cultural resentments, crude populism, and ethnic nationalism.
Mm-hmm.
As Peter Wenner puts it in The Atlantic, at some time, the Democratic Party is embracing a form of identity politics in which gender, race, and ethnicity become definitional. Along with progressive socialist economics that are fiscally ruinous invest massive and unwarranted trust in central planners and weaken America's security. Such rapid shifts on issues and ideology have left little time for developing a strong basis of enthusiasm for what political partisans are supposedly for. But that's left people with plenty of energy to expend on what they're against.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always easier to find fault with other people than to find fault with oneself, or in this case, with one's political party.
I mean, even in any form of activism, and that's why, again, since I was mentioning T-shirts, I have a T-shirt that says, that's a great idea, you should do that. So it's even in activism, right?
Libertyminded.com.
It's just people, you know, like, they are willing to tell, you know, just come up with ideas. You know, just say, this should be done, you should do that. It's not really a, you know, talking about what you're for. It's just a muddling of ideas. It's not actually any kind of real activism.
Or another one I've been hearing a lot lately, and I'm getting sick and fed up with it, is let's have a conversation. I just want to have a conversation. Let's open it up. And then all you're doing is just talking circles, and nothing ever gets done. And
no, who's saying this? Politicians are saying this?
Everybody. Our leaders.
Ugh, they're not my leaders.
They're not my leaders, and I'm getting tired of that one as well.
Oh, I've been sick of that one forever.
Our city leaders, our Senate and Congress leaders. No, they're not our leaders. They're supposed to be our representatives.
They're losers.
And they're not,
if they had
they're not
anything,
even doing that.
If they could lead something, they'd go out and lead a business, or they'd lead some sort of charitable effort, or they'd do something of value, but they've absolutely failed at doing anything of value, so they become politicians.
They're either lifelong politicians, or they are helping their business, lobbying for their business to get those benefits, to get those scraps.
But leaders are people who lead the way. They say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. If you want to follow me, you can. Here I am. I'm going. I'm doing this. And these people aren't like that. These people are panderers, and they're corrupt, and they're scum. And everybody knows politicians are scum, but for whatever reason, they just put it aside every 4 years.
And that's not the nature of government, to actually lead by example and to lead the way.
No, they follow.
It is to take power and to force us all to comply.
Well, look, the politicians like to run out in front of a parade, right? So that way they can pretend like they've been there the whole time.
And kiss babies on the head.
Sure, but if they see some sort of movement, let's talk about like legalization of cannabis, for instance.
They won't touch it unless they know it's a winning argument.
That's what
argument.
I'm saying. They wait until the parade.
Unless,
going.
Of course, you're Biden and you still fell off that wagon.
Oh,
you still
dude,
can't get
I've
back
got
on.
That story tonight. I don't know if we're going to get to it, but yeah, Biden says he won't legalize marijuana because it might be a gateway drug.
Right.
There's a whole story on it from thehill.com. We don't have time for it right now, but maybe at some point we'll
until he has proof that it isn't a gateway drug. Well, I don't think anybody should be voting for him until we have proof that Kid Sniffer isn't a pedophile.
He's still stuck in the 1970s.
He might want to check the 1999 Institute of Medicine study that was done 20 years ago by his own government, which he was a part of, presumably, at the time, that actually found that it wasn't a gateway drug. But, you know, it's 20 years ago. He probably forgot about it. We're coming up here in moments. We'll get deeper into this partisan nonsense. Coming up, Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.